This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Peltek. Myanmar's military government has imposed a curfew and bans on gatherings of more than five people in the country's two biggest cities. This as protests against its coup show no sign of abating. The decrees covering Yangon and Mandalay were issued on a township-by-township basis. Rallies and gatherings of more than five people are banned, and an 8 p.m. to 4 a.m. curfew is imposed. The measures are effective until further notice. Popular demonstrations against Myanmar's military regime were held for the third consecutive day Monday, exactly 1 week after the junta declared Aung San Suu Kyi and other leaders of the elected civilian government that they detained those leaders. Tens of thousands of people jammed the streets of the capital, Naypyidaw, and the main commercial city of Yangon. State media, for the first time Monday, made reference to the protests, claiming they were endangering the country's stability. However, the military commander who led the coup and is now Myanmar's leader made no mention of the unrest in a 20-minute televised speech on Monday night. Senior General Min Aung Hlaing instead repeated the claims about voting fraud that have been the justification for the military's takeover, allegations that were refuted by the State Election Commission. Northern India emergency teams are working Monday to rescue 37 power plant workers trapped in a tunnel. The workers were trapped after part of a Himalayan glacier broke away, slamming water and debris into a dam and at least two hydroelectric plants early Sunday. Authorities say at least 18 bodies have been recovered. This is VOA News. A day before President Donald Trump's Senate impeachment trial starts, his lawyers are blasting the case against him. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The former president's lawyers call it an act of political theater by Democrats aimed at exploiting the trauma of last month's Capitol riot. The Democrat-led House impeached the then president on a charge of inciting an insurrection, arguing he urged backers to storm the Capitol. His lawyers say he actually encouraged a peaceful protest and cannot be held responsible for what happened. Plus, they argue it's unconstitutional to try Trump now that he's out of office, an argument even some conservative scholars dismiss. Sagar Magani, Washington.
There is worrying news out of South Africa. Health experts say the just-arrived shipment of AstraZeneca vaccines may not work as well against the highly contagious coronavirus variant that is prevalent in the country. That realization means that officials intend to put the mass vaccination program on hold before it was to begin. Clinical studies in South Africa appear to have found no evidence that this vaccine has full efficacy against the mutant variant. The AstraZeneca vaccine still appears to work against severe forms of COVID-19, according to the country's top virologist. However, against mild or moderate illness, it falls flat. More than 800,000 doses of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine should be delivered to South Sudan by the end of the month. That's according to a South Sudanese health ministry official. Dr. John Rumunu, Director General for Preventive Health Services at the National Health Ministry, said the vaccine will first be administered to the country's most vulnerable populations. Rumunu told reporters in Juba Sunday that South Sudan met all the requirements necessary to acquire the vaccine. Rumunu also said COVAX assessed all vaccines and determined that AstraZeneca was best suited to South Sudan's capacity to preserve the vaccine. Nigeria's Navy plans to strengthen its measures to root out and punish personnel who collude with kidnappers and criminals. That's according to the new naval chief. Somalia's political crisis deepened on Monday after a coalition of opposition parties announced they no longer recognize President Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed. The president's term expired with no political agreement on how to replace him. The alliance issued a statement calling for the creation of a transitional national council to govern the Horn of Africa nation. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.